Yes, so I think we only have two more shiurim before we break. So we'll just try to get through what we can. Again, when we come back, we'll just start going straight, beginning with the, who is a Rui and Lahaid, and then we'll just go, according to the Shakun Atari tomorrow. But for now, after having done the Chiyuv HaGadav, which of course highlights what may be the Mechayev of Shavuos HaEdus itself, and also raises the question about the relationship between Shavuos HaEdus, Shavuos HaBikadon, and Shavuos Bitui. So that's why we're pursuing the question of, kind of trying to define, number one, the status of Nishva Mipi Acherim V'Amar Amen. That's what we were discussing a lot yesterday. Number two, Mushba Mipi Acherim generally. And through that, to try to figure out what the different levels of Shavua really are. So again, these are issues that we will come back to, but just to get a good head start in understanding what some of the issues are, and that's what we've been doing. If I don't get to it today, which is very possible, at least to be familiar with the Gemara in Chaf Hei Amud Beis, where the Gemara discusses why every Shavuos HaEdus basically, or the scope of Shavuos Bitui vis-a-vis the cases of Shavuos HaEdus. And the Tosis there and the Rambam in Perek Tes Halacha Dalid. Also, if I don't get to it today, the idea, can there be a idea of Shavua Mipi Acherim in Shavuos Bitui without a main? Is that ever possible or not? There's a very strange Rambam that caught the attention of the Nosa Kalim, Perek Hei Halacha Gimel and Dalid in Ochos Shavuos, the Radvaz there, the Kesa Mishnah, and the others, like what is that Rambam exactly talking about? If you get a chance, also the Kiddushei HaGrach in the beginning of Nedarim discusses this question. Also, if we don't get to it today, I want to sort of discuss briefly, what do you violate, what law do you violate when you take a Shavuos Sheker in the context of Shavuos HaPikadon and Shavuos HaEdus? Right? Do you violate Lo Sishbu Bishmi La Shaker? Again, it's alluded to already in some things that we have done. In the case of Shavuos HaPikadon, Lo Tashakru Ish Ba Miso, both, one, the other. So just that's an interesting discussion that we haven't yet had, but it's obviously very, very connected too. So that is, just to look at that, we'll try to get that in for sure. If we don't get it in today, we'll get it in tomorrow. The to look there at the Rambam in Hilchos Shavuos and the Koteret, but also Perek Aleph Halacha Ches and Yud Beis, his description of Shavuos HaPikadon and of Shavuos HaEdus in that order, and in Sefer Mitzvos Reish Mem Tes Lavin Reish Mem Tes, the Smag Reish Mem and Reish Mem Aleph, the Lavin of Reish Mem and Reish Mem Aleph, and the Chinuch Reish Chavav, which is like Sefer Mitzvos, but especially the discussion in the Minchas Chinuch, if we don't get to it today, in the Mitzvah Reish Chavav, the question of what you violate. Also, whether there's a difference between the Piatmo and the Piacherim in terms of whether you will violate. That's another interesting question. So the Minchas Chinuch Reish Chavav, also the Tumim that is cited in Tosas Rabbi Kveger on the Mishnah here in the beginning of Perek Dalet. And if you get a chance, Rabbi Ruchem Fishel Perlo's discussion in Sefer Mitzvah Psadjagon Lavin Mem Dalet. So just a few things to finish up that hopefully we'll get in when we wrap most of this up today and tomorrow. Again, we'll be revisiting these things because you can't not, because we're going to, everything that we see will be connected to it one way or another. But at least to get to, that way we'll have like a good grounding as a hakdama in the Chiyuv HaGadah, the components of Shavuos HaEdus, and comparing that to Shavuos HaPikadon and Shavuos Bitui, at least preliminarily, and assessing, in that context, Amiras Amen and Mipi Acherim as a contrast to classical Hafla and Bitui, which of course is Shavuos Atzma. Okay, so having said that, so let's continue our discussion. Yesterday we were discussing, and there's much, much more, obviously, Amiras Amen. And again, even Amen Bohamonas Dvarim, as I pointed out, there seems to be interesting questions, you know, what that means and when that is appropriate. It's hard to know whether it's more about the Amen part or about the applications. Certainly there's an application aspect of it, as we were discussing, the Harachmans and, the components in Yalla V'Yavo or in Birchas Kohanim from the Shatz. But certainly there also seems to be an Amen part as well. Amen Bo Kabbalas Dvarim, we talk about Rashi and Rebbe Akiva Eiger, and again, hard to know whether it's only about Tanai or it's also about Amen. But the more intriguing one, the one that we're more interested in at the moment, is the Amen Bo Shvua, which appears, that's the first one, based on Sota Amen Amen, and which appears also Kol Omne Amen Achar Shvua Kavotzi Shvua Mipiv, being the Gemara on Chav Tesam and Beis, again, based on Sota. And the question whether or not that really constitutes a real ditto, you know, as if you really articulated those words. I spent just a couple of minutes yesterday, you know, outlining some, like, broad, you know, parallel questions that we find, for example, in Shomea Ka'oneh, right? Or Hirhur Kedibur, or, you know, Ksiva Kedibur. They're all different. But, you know, where do they work and where don't they work, and what really are they intended to accomplish? Are they, like, a full, independent Amira when they work? Or are they always some sort of, you know, grabbing on, you know, the other person's either words? I mean, there are different ways to say this, right? I mean, the most extreme in all of these cases is to say Shomea Ke'onet, forget about the Chafa Demyon, or Hirur Kedibur, or Amein Kimotzi Shua Mipiv, and to say that the other person's merely Hechetimtzi and he doesn't matter at all. Or the most he would ever matter for would be just if there's a chalos, you know, that comes out of his mouth that is out there, you know, so that you could ditto it, you know. Even that may be an issue, as we pointed out, maybe the difference between Hilchos Brachos and Shuos. But then in the extreme, basically what we're really saying is that you are doing everything. And this Hechetimtzi is merely providing instead of verbalizing. So, you know, hearing, you know, is actually verbalizing, and it's all yours. In the other extreme, what we're saying is you didn't do it. You thought about it. You heard it. You know, you said amen to it. So you didn't articulate it at all. And basically, it's just a fancy way of, you know, of jumping into somebody else's kiyum. And that certainly makes a lot of sense. But then you don't get any credit or any time you really need the articulation or association with the actual words. You're going to be deficient. In between, you might say that, you know, emphasizing the Chafa Dimyon, that, you know, there's still a qualitative difference between your independent or initiative articulation and, you know, being connected with his articulation. But that's not the same as saying, you know, you are Yotze by attaching yourself to his articulation, but that doesn't mean you're Yotze through or even with him. And by the way, through and with, I'm not trying to be, you know, complicated, but through and with might be a little different too. Through him or with him. So there are different levels, and certainly if we're talking about this whole cluster, let's say, we won't call them shortcuts, but we'll call them mechanisms, right, which, you know, seem objectively to be less than Dibur or Haflor or Bitui, you know, but seem to work, it makes sense to say that, you know, that you could be Mechalic between them. It also makes a lot of sense to say that depending on the level of Dibur or Haflor or Bitui that you require, how specialized, you know, that also dictates, right? Just like we said the other day, if you need kol ram, or you need bili hefsek, or if you need a hafla and a bitui of a shvua, etc., or you need personal dibur, you know, famous comment of the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that there are three things, you know, which you can't be motzei acher b'nei chavasan. right? Kriyat Shema, Tvila, Birchas HaMazon. And the line in the Yerushalmi that the Abu Dram also likes to quote, Misha Achal Hu Yivarech. That's wherever you need like a personal or an initiative. You know, so again, how formal is the line? Last year when we learned Kiddushin, right, we talked about, and this is very relevant, you know, Yadayim Mochichos, Yadayim, Amira, right? Whenever you need formal language or language that is creative and you know, is more than simply an articulation of interest, you know, or intent. So all these things are factors. So all I'm pointing out is that all these questions should be applied, you know, to all these mechanisms, you know, with an eye towards trying to understand them better. And Amen is certainly one of these. Because we say Amen is Kemotzi Shvua Mipiv, but we also know it's Kamanas Dvarim and Kabbalas Dvarim. And we also know that he didn't say it. And the Mishnah, that's how we came to it, right? The Mishnah on Chavtesan Beis, you know, initially seems to describe it as Mipi Acherim. The Gemara says it's Salman Amen. So it leaves us wondering, both objectively, right? Because Amen, Amen, you know, isn't the words. And at the same time, it's Kemotzi Shvua Mipiv. So where it works, it fully is Mipiatzmo, or it remains something in between Mipiatzmo. It's a lesser Mipiatzmo, or it's a stronger and more valid Mipiacherin. That's exactly what we have been talking about. So the you know, in light of that, the idea that that's the pshat in the Rimigash that, you know, we saw the other day. The Rimigash basically has two chidushim. But one of its chidushim, one is that there's a distinction between piatzma and piacherim, and that we'll get back to when we complete that list. Right? Because one could have said that where mi piatzma and mi piacherim work, you know, they work in the same way. In either direction, right? Mida mipiacherim nishmala mipiatzmo, or mida mipiatzmo nishmala mipiacherim. But either way, when they work, they work. And clearly, or at least according to the Chachamim, you would think that. And yet, the Rimigash has a substantive difference between mipiacherim and piatzmo. Like, in that sense, Rambam definitely followed him in that, even though the details may be different. And that's what we found also in the Rajba, and possibly in Rabbeinu Tam, and we'll see a few others issues as well. But in addition to that, more important for the moment, is the Rimigash has that amazing shita that you treat Amen with regard to this question, or these questions about Chutz Lebezin and Bebezin and Shavua, you treat it not as Mipiatzmo, but as Mipiacherin. So that's very remarkable. And he explains it. He says, because you really haven't, you know, formulated, you know, the Shvua, you've just said Amen to it. So, again, if, you know, if we could interview the Rimigash, you know, one of the first things that we would ask him would be, you know, whether or not he agrees with the Rambam about, you know, Mipiakum and Mipikatan. He might say yes, you know. But in the end of the day, it would be a good thing to ask. The truth is, there are some people who think, some of the Nosa Kalim and the Rambam, think that the Rambam holds this way by Amen. Namely, that if the Shvua was Mipiacherim, right, or Mipiacherim with Anias Amen, right, that, you know, then you can have a Chiyuv, you know, later on, you know, if the Shvua took place, Chutz LeBezdin, and then later on, the Kfira took place in Bezdin, you know, that would be Chai. This is the Chiddush of the Rimigash, right? But if it's Mipi Atzmo, literally, when he articulated the Shvua, so then later on, the Kfira Bebezdin, right, is not anymore going to be Mechayiv. So the Radvaz denies that the Rambam holds that way. He doesn't think that that's what the Rambam is getting at. In the end of Parakid, we'll reason with the Rambam in just a couple of minutes. But it could be that even the Rambam holds that way. Certainly the Rimigash is mistapek about this whole halacha, and certainly is treating Amen as a form, in this case, as closer to the Piyakeirim than it is to Piyakeirim. Does that mean because he thinks it's, again, literally a form of the Piyakeirim, or just, you know, because there isn't the initiative or the physical articulation of the Mipiatzmo, even though it's otherwise the Piyakeirim? Hard to know. But that's the Chiddush, and that's very important. A perspective that we get from the Rimigash. I was suggesting something very similar for Rabbeinu Tam. Not that it's his explanation. Again, the Rabbeinu Tam is Mechalik, we'll get back to it, between the Piyacherim and Piyatzmo, requiring Shem Hashem in the Piyacherim, not the Piyatzmo. That already is a huge Kiddush. In the case of Rabbeinu Tam, the Amen connection is the problem of the Raya. Because his Raya is Misota, Amen Amen. And as the Ran points out, right, Pek Hodosh, you know, Yomar Dabar Zeh, right, that should be the opposite Raya, because that's the goof of the Makar, that Mi Piyatzmo, Amen is Mi Piyatzmo. So how does that prove that since it's a Shem Hashem, in the case of Sota, of Amen, you know, that Dafka Mi Piyacherim requires it? Very strong question, obviously. No one can ignore that question. So the Netziv's answer is very fascinating, both in the Shultas and Rame Sada, which is, and it's very meduyik in the Psukim, that there's a Hashboa Sakoi. We talked about that. I think it's also very important for Mujba and Piyacherim in general. It's the idea that there's a Chalos Hashba. It isn't just the lack of Nishba, but it's the idea that there can be a Chalos called Hashba, right? That you could be Majbia someone. And that isn't just a hechatimtza for them responding, you know, in the way in which they respond. That's an important idea. Anyway, so basically, Sid is saying, well, not so clearly, I have to say, but I think it's pretty, this is what he was getting at, that there are two dinim in Shua Sota. There's Hashbaas HaKohen, and then there is a response of Amiras Shuas Atmo of the Isha. And what he's saying is that the Shem Hashem part is a requirement of the Hashbaa, not of the Nishba. That's what I think he means by Arkiva Trei Rechshi. But what I was suggesting was that another answer might be, if you hold that Mipiatzmo, Kimotzi Shua Mipiv, is something in between, so then you're always going to be faced with the question, you know, since it is an in-between, right, so, you know, Legabe which halachos, is it what? But if you're already acknowledging that it isn't a pure Mipiatzmo, it's not a pure ditto in that sense. So then, you know, maybe the din of Shem B'Shvua, Mipiatzmo, Mipiacherim, the din isn't so much that you need Shem Hashem for Mipiacherim, as much as you don't need Shem Hashem for a pure Mipiatzmo. In which case, the din of Sota, and the din of Anias Amen, right, is going to require Shem Hashem. Yeah.
And then is he saying that every case of Mipiachim with Amen, it has those two dinim, or just Sota? But we would still say that every Mipiachim with Amen.
The Netziv himself, I think, is saying that I think is basically saying, typically, where there's no din of Hashba, all we care about is the Shvua. And therefore, it's always Mipiatzma. It's just in Sota, because that's the nature of the halacha, is that the Kohen isn't just a hechatimtzi, right? The Kohen is the mashbia. That's why it has to be a Kohen who's mashbia. That's his emphasis. Let's say the Isha would just, you know, preempt everything by being nishba about her innocence. That wouldn't work. You need a hashba in that case. Since you need a hashba, therefore there's a chalos hashba as a Kohen, and that's what this is all about. So I don't think he's saying what I'm saying. I could be wrong. I'd love it if he was, but I don't think he's saying it at all. Now, it's an interesting question to ask whether, like, for example, in Shavuos HaEdos, let's say, to continue with Adam's question for a second, like, is there some yichus in Shavuos HaEdos to a hashba also? Because Torah does say there, the Shama kol Allah, right? V'u'edo ro'ayad. I mean, the classic case is that. So is that because that's the preferred and classic case, or that's a category of classic case, and there's a din of hashba there? or is that, you know, kol sheken kavachomer, you know, that, you know, even, you know, piacherim is going to work, you know, but it's not a din of hashbah per se, or there's no benefits to the hashbah, there are no two tracks. I think that's an interesting question. And that's what the Netziv has sensitized us to is that there's a chalos of hashbah, of being mashbia somebody. I would say that it, typically, we don't care about it. But when you have it, is it something? Is it a maslul, let's say, in shua? Hard to know. But what I don't think he's saying is that amen, per se, is a lesser nishba mipiatzmo. That I think he's not saying. But that's what I'm suggesting one might say. And then Aryeh, right? Where was Aryeh? Brought to my attention, maybe the Machan, I didn't get a chance to look. Machan Ephraim, I am familiar somewhat with those Machan Ephraim. Is that like Simon Gimel?
Yeah.
Okay. So I did see that a while back. So he has something close to that suggestion? Go ahead, what does he say exactly?
Yeah.
So there's something close to that.
Yeah.
He's just not developing it, let's say, as fully, or saying that there are...
It sounds like he's saying just that the Lashon of Shula, which is an Al-Kishin Hashkiri, is only with the Shula.
Is only with the Shame.
Yeah, so I mean, only works if he's saying Lashon of Shula.
Maybe, I'm not sure. I'll look at it again. I remember Simon Gimel. I think it's something else that's very important also. I'll look at it again. But either way, I stand by the basic idea. Interesting, the Radvaz. I wonder if anybody saw it. Anybody see the Radvaz? The Radvaz on the Rambam. I wouldn't just expect that you... I'd be thrilled, but it wouldn't be fair to expect that you saw the Tshuvas Radvaz. We already discussed the Tshuvas Radvaz about Kavanas, right? Majbiar Kavanas HaNishba. That we discussed already. I think that's an interesting nafka mina. But the Radvaz of the Rambam, is what I mean, has an interesting suffix. Anybody? Beis Aleph. What is Beis Aleph? Why should I expect that you saw Beis Aleph? Because we...
He references it in the Nedarim.
What?
He references that's where he says in Shua in the Nedarim, that's where he talks about what Amen means.
Who?
The Radvaz talks in Beis Aleph about what Amen means.
In the Nedarim or in Shuas?
He says... In the Dharma, because I'll see what I said in Shuas.
Oh, in Shuas. No, but also because that we know that. Right? What's the Rambam in Beis Aleph? That's the Rambam we've been discussing, right? Same Rambam. Go ahead. What is it? What do you have there?
The Rambam.
Alex, go ahead. Michal, go ahead. I don't want to start an argument. Sarah Simei Tshuva.
Echad Anishba Achas Ne'arva Minei Shuas Elu Mipi Atzmo Ve'echad Amushba Mipi Achirim Ve'ono Amen Afilu Yishbio Goy O'Katan Ve'ono Amen
Yeah. Okay. Actually, finish that Rambam because I wanted to, something more to talk about there too. Keep going. Yeah, so we have to talk about the end of that Rambam in just a second. Also, you know, did the Rambam, you know, kind of just, you know, pull the, you know, the whole, you know, floor from under this whole ditto explanation in that line? Right, what does the Rambam say? That it's not dafka amein, right? Again, and especially since we know the language of the Gemara later on, that amein bo kabbalah bo amana sadvarim. And the Rambam in Nedarim uses the language of Kabbalah. So you just wonder, well, like, really, what's going on there, right? How is it compatible to say that it's a Kabbalah and to say that, you know, Goy and Katan still work? So is it really ditto? Like I said a second ago, let's say there are three models, probably more, right? One is, you know, it's just out there, and as long as there's a Kalos, it's ditto. The other one is, you know, you're Yotze through him or with him, right? And the middle one is, you know, it's not your articulation, but you're borrowing his articulation, but it's independent, not through or with, right? Is the Rambam actually, it sounds like in the beginning that the Rambam's saying the first, but in light of the fact that he expands to Hain and Kibalti and so on, right? Maybe he's really saying the second. So actually, before we get to the Radvaz, the Bach in Simen Resh Lamed Zayin in Yoredeya just points out that that this Rambam is not so pasha. Again, if the Rambam was quoting a Gemara, the Katan and Akum was not a Gemara either, although they bring rayas from Nebuchadnezzar, and other guys say, oh, it's Pashut, Nebuchadnezzar, right? The Nosa Kalim there. So, okay, I mean, right. I would have been happier if it had been like, you know, like Ayin Erchin Daf, you know, Yud Beis. Nothing against Nebuchadnezzar for that matter, but you have the Nosa Kalim there. What are they saying? Yeah. Beis Aleph, when they talk about Katan or Akum. Especially in light of the fact that in Ochos Brachos it's not that way, as we discussed.
So the Kesef Mishnah says, Goy Nilam and Moshe, Bitzikio, Yisro, and Vuchanetzar, Mikatan lo Gara Migoy.
Yeah. I'd say that's pretty. You know, basically that means there's no Makar. Okay, so but what's fascinating is when the Rambam said Hu Adin, the Gemara didn't say Hu Adin. The Gemara said Kol Ha'one Amei Nachar Shu Kamot Shu Mipiv, meaning if other Mipiacherims with Kibalti, Hiskayavti, Hain would work too. That's a pasha. So the Bach at least calls him out on it. This is a Reish Lamed Zayin. In the new ones, it's like Sif Katan Gimel, or in the continuation. Meaning, Hain, Kibalti, all those things. Sound an awful lot like, you know, responding to Mipi Acherim and agreeing. They don't exactly sound like Amen, Amen, you know, ditto. The Kibul Devrayim. Ubishvuas bitui lo asabo mujba kenishba kedi isahasam. Basically, at least the Bach is asking the question, like, where does Ram get this from? It's not Pashut in the Makoros. And Yesh Makom, you know, lefakfek bazet. Then in the end, what does he mean by this? Venirli de svirle de loshen amen ein zaz mi mashmao loshen hamana shema amen divrei shekenegdo klomar emeskein umakabal and idvarecha vim kein ikar perusho kabalas dvarim eladeitz al shvua habenami perusho shemakabal alatzmo ashvua ahavakimotzi shvua mipiv vim kein hecha shemakabal beferish ashvua. And he says, okay, it's whatever. Basically, the Bach is not saying, yeah, Kabbalah, Hain, these are also dittos. He's saying, yeah. And by the way, this is the reasoning that we were, you know, considering as well, which is when you say Amen, Bo Shvua, Bo Kabbalah Stvarim, Bo Hamanah Stvarim, and it's clear that the Bo Hamanah Stvarim and the Bo Kabbalah Stvarim are not ditto. So you wonder whether that spills over into the purity of the Bo Shvua. Right? You could say three different amens, you know, each with its own integrity, right? In other words, amen can mean this, amen can mean that, and amen can mean the next thing, and depending on how you mean it or what the context or what is required in the particular halachic context. So that's kaveya. And never the twain shall meet. The fact that it's flexible, that it also is Hamanas Dvarim, that it all, I mean, there are many words, like in linguistics. It's a fascinating, like, linguistic question, right? But, you know, probably Michalik with two different languages and within languages, you know, between things. Right? When a word has multiple usages, again, so if a word has multiple usages and they're, you know, disconnected completely, it's easier, you know. As a coincidence. When a word, you know, has overlapping related meanings, which obviously amen does, because it's all different ways of affirming, right? So then it's an interesting question to wonder, you know, how discrete, you know, the multiple meanings are, or whether the fact that there are related multiple meanings doesn't kind of dilute all of them, you know, from being, or any of them, you know, from being, you know, the equivalent of even the most, let's say, ambitious of its meanings. Is that clear? Yeah. So basically what the Bach says, when he says lo zuz, ein zuz mi mashmo, loshon hamana, and loshon kabbalah, right, he's taking a stand on that question. Not across the linguistic, philosophical, you know, broader question, but in this particular issue, he's saying, obviously, the Rambam felt that, you know, as bo shivua as it is, it's not unrelated to bo hamanas var and bo kabbalas var, which you absolutely could argue. So he's already diluting even the Rambam, but he's saying, nonetheless, you can still disentangle it from the person who said it, as long as there's probably some sort of chalos dibor, even if it's a goy or a katan, you're not being yotze with them, through them, clearly. You're not articulating the shua, actually. It's not ditto in that sense. But at least you are, you know, grabbing on hold to that formulation and, you know, connecting it with your, with you. Something in between. So then, if you want to say what the Rimi Gash said, or maybe the Rambam holds like the Rimi Gash in some form also, which again, the Radvaz in Perek Yud happens to deny. But it's maybe not a complete stira anymore. Okay, so having said that, the Radvaz himself, who, interestingly, who doesn't understand the Rambam as being like the Rimi Gash, nonetheless, well, that's how we started, right? Nonetheless, is Mistapik, what's he Mistapik about?
If the Nishba doesn't say anything, I mean, he comes out that the Nishba has to say Hareza Isha, and then...
The Nishba has to say first Hareza Isha,
and, the
and then the guy said, what, really? Mashbiyan Alech, and then he says, Amen. Because if it's the other way, what isn't there going to, maybe, is there not going to be?
Shem Hashem.
And therefore, what do you serve?
Osisa Shav.
Shav. I mean, he doesn't worry. He's not talking about bitui here.
Yeah.
Right? Do you have the line, just that line?
Yeah. The Vim Tamer?
Yeah.
Vim Tamer Bishlam Ashar Shavuos Nicha Al Al Shavuos Shavim Omer Lo Chaveru Mashbiach Ani Be Hashem Shezeh HaIshu Isha VeKayotze Baze Amai Chayiv Shehare Lo Hotzi Hu Shem Shemayim El Chaveru HaMashbiach Yesh Lomar Dehocha B'mayaskin On Kigon SheOmer Zehu Isha VeOmer Chaveru Mashbiach Ani VeOmer Amen. Assuming, I guess, the Mashbia, the Nishba also says Shem Hashem, because he just says Hareza Isha.
I'm not so sure.
So how could you...
Because at least he articulated the...
So like Shem Hashem's like a...
It says Mitzuraf to the other person's Shem Hashem. So, but at least he has to say something. He can't just respond. Uh-huh. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
V'amar Amin Harikim Dvarav Harishonim Aydei Shvua Veloke. אבל אם הנשכיל חברו ואמר לא משביעך עוני, אם זה אישה ואון אמן, צריך לעיון אם חייב מלכוס או לא, לפי שהתנא קייל הוא בחד המחתו, משמע דין אחד להם.
I mean, the Rambam puts it all together, right?
Yeah.
He doesn't make any distinctions between Shav and Sheker and Eidos and Pikadon. Right, how's it going in the beginning of the halach again, Alex? Echad? Right. It doesn't say there are no pratim in the Rambam. What does the Radvaz say in the end? And in the end, he keeps closer on the whole thing, right?
Quotes Rashi. Look, I'm not going to show you Malkos Lefi Shekim Adov, but I'm going to show you Malkos Lefi Shekim Adov, but I'm going to
Yeah, in the end, he's like, you know, he pulls back from it. But the very suffix itself, especially given the Rambam's extension to Goy and Katan, is again a great highlight of this kind of middle status. And I think in the Achronim point out that even though the Radvaz doesn't hold this way, there were some Achronim who did hold this way. There's a Tshuva L'Chassam Sofer, I don't remember where I saw this. It could be in the back of the Frankel. I don't remember. But I checked it out. The Chassam Sofer is a Tshuva Nor Chaim Simen Kufayin Vav, where he says, in his opinion, you really don't violate Shavuos Shav when you say Amen. By the way, this is, of course, a very big issue. Where does it come up, especially? In Bracha Lashav, or Bracha Sheinat Tzricha. But if you hear a Bracha Sheinat Tzricha and you say Amen, Right? The Rambam also uses the expression kol mevarich, kol ona amin achar bracha reza kem mevarich. Even though there, as we discussed and we explained already, katan and akum don't work. So let's say here a bracha she'ena tzricha. Right, the Baalei Tosfos especially seem to be the opinion in brachos that that bracha she'ena tzricha is a din rabbana. But the Rambam seems to think that bracha she'ena tzricha is an isur daraisa. So it's an interesting question. If you hear a bracha she'ena tzricha and you say amen, right? So is that a violation of bracha she'ena tzricha, a bracha lashav, for the amener, right? One can say such a thing. So, although whether you can call him an amener itself might depend on the nature of the amen. Anyway, so the Chassam Sofer, I think, says that you're not based on this idea. Meaning here you need the initiation, the Chetza Shalashon to really articulate it. An interesting question, right? Okay. So, having said that, let's look at another Rambam just very quickly before we go back to the bigger question of Piacher and Piatzmo. The Rambam in Perek Zayin, Hilchos Shavuos, I don't know if you've seen this, which was a Bikadon. I didn't give it to you specifically to look at, but as we mentioned before, the Kesef Mishnah discusses it. It gives a very technical reason, but the Rambam switched the order of Shavuos Eidos and Shavuos HaPikon. Right? He says, "Oh, it's more Shchiach, whatever," but he was bothered by it at least. That's good. Again, in the Mishnah, it's Shavuos Eidos and Shavuos HaPikon, and then. In the Rambam, it's Perek Zayin and Perek Tes. But in Perek Zayin, the Shavuos HaPikadon, and then comes Shavuos Eidos. Obviously, I think it might be more than Shchiach, and it has to do a lot, you know, with the questions that we're dealing with, namely, what is the relationship between Bitui, Pikadon, and Eidos as pure Shavuos, etc. Okay. Anyways, I think that the evidence is strong, let's say it this way, that, I mean, you see it from our Meir and Chachamim already, that Shavuos, Mipi Acherim is really a Shavuos HaEdos category, right? Shavuos HaPikadon, as different as it is from Bitui, and we'll talk about it, right? It's still its natural application is Mipi Atzmo, right? Again, the Shama Kol Allah and everything connected to it is Shavuos Eidos halacha, just that we learn one from the other. And then you have the machlokas from Meir and Chachamim, right? If you're already learning one from the other, so what about Dun Bina Mina? What about Dun Bina B'Yukubiatra? We still have to talk more about that. So I think that in the presentation, among other reasons, of the Rambam in Hilchos Shavuos, you know, there's a certain progression, you know, from Pikadon, you know, to Eidos. From Bitui to Pikadon to Bitui Shav and Pikadon and Eidos. Anyways, the Kesef Mishnah didn't see it that way. I mean, he saw the problem, but he just thought it was more. Do you have a line there? Perek Zayin?
Manage the beginning?
Yeah, I think so. Perek Zayin.
Hiklim Rabbeinu Shavuos HaPikadon Shavuos HaEidos Mishum Deshchiach Tfei Deshavuos HaEidos Lo Shchiach Dechsevim Lo Yagi Ben Osav Ono Betana Hiklim Shavuos HaEidos Mishum Dekaya Masnisen Shavuos Bitui No Hages Ba'anashim Abinashim.
Right, that's why did the. Why did the Mishnayos do it the other way? The answer is because they wanted to have the, you know, the contrast, you know, to the last Mishnah in the third parak of a Bitui, because it's really contrast to Eidos and then Pikadon. Right? Anyways, I'm suggesting something a little different. We'll get back to that. Either way, what's interesting about that Rambam is how does he describe Amein there? You know, Hilchos? Right, right, that's me piacherim, Right? First one is mi piatzmo, then it was mi piacherin. Hareza nitva chayv shusa bikad an afa pishalo ana amen. Okay. Shebishvua sa pikadon. Echad anishvim piatzmo veachad shishbiyo acher vekafar. Afa pishalo ana amen chayv. Shekfiraso acher shishbiyo hatoveya kanias amen. It doesn't say that in the Mishnah or the Gemara anywhere. Right? Now compare that to Perek Tes, Halacha Aleph. Hatovea Eidav Lahoy Lo Eidoshis Chayva Nitva Beidusan. Right? Levada Litan the Tovea. Right? Zeha Momana Metaltel. The Kofr Beidosan Benishbu. Bein Shinishma Bezdin. Bein Shinishma Chutz Le Bezdin. Right, Elu Chayavim Mishum Shuas Eidos Shariv Sidu Mamon Bikfirasa. Chayin Mishbiyan Atoveya V'Kafir Ba Afa Mishalo Nishbu Hain. Right, V'Lo Anu Amen Achar Shuaso Kimit Shakafir Elu Chayavim Pushi Ashbiyan Bebezdin. So, those are very different presentations, right? Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph is basically telling you that the Ikar category in Shuas HaPikadon also is Mipi Atzmo, and that Mipi Acherim works as a form of Mipi Atzmo. Mipi Acherim is, you know, is going to work because it's kind of like Amen. Whoa. That's how he says in Perek Tes, it's, you know, again, B'Shama Kalala. It's a din in its own, it's part of it, you know, part of the ability to impose on the other guys the tviya and so on. The whole thing is hajba. So what's interesting to me is this formulation. It sounds like, you know, again, he's taking mipi acherim and turning it into practically ani asame. I think that that dilutes both of them in a way, right? Hard to know. But it definitely dilutes mipi acherim. Does it also dilute Mipi? Does it also dilute Ani Asame? Right, in light of the fact that the Rambam, you know, on his own extends, you know, Amen to Kabbalah and so on, the Bach point, you know, and so on. Even though, you know, Afilu Shama Miakum and Mikata. I'm not sure. But if the Rambam really holds like the Rimagash in the end of Perek Yud, and if that is partly why he expanded Amen, right, in Perek Beis, then the fact that he compares Mipi Acherim, which he's clearly uncomfortable with, in Shuas HaPikadon, trying to make it more of a diluted Mipi Atzmo with Anias Amen, I mean, how can you compare that to Anias Amen? Anias Amen is Nishba Mipi Atzmo classic ditto. Right? It would be hard to say that. But, I mean, again, in light of Beis Aleph, it's easier to say it anyway, just practically. But you get the idea. What's interesting to me is also that, second, the comment of the comment on the Lecha Mishnah. Lecha Mishnah says here, Avogab de Mishuas Eidos Nami Kain, Kinnikos of Rabbeinu, Lekamon Veresh Perek Tes, Hasam Dafka Mishakafar Bebezdin, Ozava Kfir Kania Samein, Avalhocha Bein Bebezdin Bein Shalom Bebezdin, Vizeshakos of Shishuas Apikodon Bechumar Klomer Dinze, Shakfir Kania Samein, Bechol Gavna, Ein Ele Mishuas Apikodon Dafka. What bothered Lecha Mishnah? Without an entomar v'yesh lomar, Adam?
This point.
This exact point. How come in... Why is the Rambam expanding, or rather, you know, why does he feel the need to justify and the nature of the justification of Mipi Acherim in Shuas HaPikadon, right? And when you contrast that with Shuas HaEdos, you don't have anything like that. Right? So he gives a kind of dochek answer. Right? Oh, because there's another factor in Shavuos HaEdos, it's got to be, you know, Dafka Kfira Bebezdin. Here it's, you know, no matter how it happens, it doesn't make a difference, so it's more low plug. But again, I'm more interested in the question and in the ha'ara than I am in the answer, to be honest. Basically, Lechemish is assuming that there's no difference between Eidos and Pikadon in the role of Mipi Acherim, and maybe by extension the role of Amei, hard to know. But what I would say is that no, this is part of, and in a way this is the Rambam L'shitaso, because as we'll discuss more in a minute, right, you could have said this is Machlokas from Meir and the Chachamim. We paskin like the Chachamim. The sensibility of Rav Meir, therefore, is irrelevant to us. But we know the Rambam doesn't hold that way from his remarks in Shavuos Eidos. So there is, you know, a kind of a dun mina ve'uki be'atra, you know, element here. So what we're saying is, when it comes to the piacherim, right, the haraya, the existence of Anias Amein also, right, in Shavuos HaPikadon, it's different than Shavuos HaEidos. Right? The very fact that you need a Kfir Bebezin in one and you don't in the other, as I might seize on the point of the Lecha Mishnah, but not as a technicality, but as a reflection of this very big difference. And then also the order of Perek Zayin, Perek Tes, you know, becomes very important. I have to say that my suggestion for the Rambam, which we will certainly elaborate more as we go along, is questionable. Meaning, is it true, let's say, that Shavuos HaPikadon is more in the, you know, trajectory of a Haflah and a Bitui, albeit applied to Gezo, and Shavuos HaEidos is more, let's say, the Mechayev of Hefsed Mamon and Kvishas HaEidos Al Yedei Shavua? I think there's evidence for that in the Rambam, including things we're talking about right now. But I should say that, you know, for the sake of accuracy, that Mipi HaShvua, Rav Chaim thought that the relationship, if anything, was the opposite. He thought that Shavuos HaPikadon is more a Gezel Halacha, and Shavuos HaEidos is more a Shvua Halacha. Okay. It seems he was particularly impressed with the fact that the Gemara on Lamed Zayin in Shavuos HaPikadon, we're going to discuss this a lot, so don't worry about it now, since I'm giving you this in the context of Anias Amein and the Piacherim, I just want to set the record. He was particularly impressed that the Gemara discusses the problem of Karkan Exelis and Einan Exelis in the context of Shavuos HaPikadon. So Chaim really thought that Shavuos HaPikadon is a din of Geza. I think that still could be absolutely true. First of all, I don't think the Raya from the Gemara is so strong. We'll get to it. Certainly not the way the Rambam of all people quotes it. But I'm not going to discuss that right now. But even if it were true, there can be significant amount of Gezel in Shavuos HaPikadon, and it can still be weighted, you know, to the Shavuos Sheker part without really damaging that idea. But Reb Chaim's own inclination was that if you have to be Mechalek, it's Mechalek in the other way. But I think the order of the Rambam and these other dinim and certain other formulations, I think, go in the other direction. Okay. So that is in terms of, so we've discussed the Amein part of Aredu Tam, the Amein part of the Rimigash, the Rambam's expansion of Amein and Perek Beis, the Rambam's formulation of Amein and Mipi Acherim, both in Perek Zayin and the contrast to Shavuos HaEidos, the Radvaz about Shavuos Shav, but some sofer about, I think, Bracha Levatala, or Bracha Shav, and so on. Good. Question what the Rambam holds at the end of Perek Yud, and I mentioned that to Nosa Kalim, the Radvaz, against some of the others. Good. Also, an interesting discussion is whether you can substitute a main for a Shvua Aldas Rabbit, like a Cherim, or something of that sort. So that's a Tshuva the Rajba. I think it's Tov Kuf Tzadi Aleph in Tshuva the Rajba, which got picked up by the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch and became a very, very popular accepted view that you don't even need Anias Amein when like a something is being imposed by the Tzibur. So again, if that just means, if anias amen is a Kabbalah of some sort, it's just so you don't say shtika kahoda, usually, and you need more than that. So the idea that, you know, you can't ignore the rulings of the tzibor, because they can, you know, ruba kakula at least to force that upon you. So mimela, right, there is a Kabbalah, whether you like it or not. That's a little bechudash. But if the idea that amen really is a ditto, and it's the articulation, it's mipiatzmo in the sense of really being like a classic nishba, it's hard to understand why a cherem shel atzibor would substitute for that. Rabbi Yonason HaKohen Milonil, you know, when he talks about amen and, you know, kemotzi shuo mipiv, discusses why this isn't, why don't you just stay shtika kahoda generally? And his answers are very technical. You stay shtika kahoda only in certain cases, not in other cases, atamedai. But the whole discussion struck me as peculiar. If you really think that amen is kemotzi shuo mipiv, not that it is something in between, again, a glorified mipi acherim or a diluted mipi atzmo, it's hard to even talk about, you know, hodas baldin kenedim dami in the same sentence. But those who do, again, you can't blame, I mean, the Rambam doesn't talk about hodas baldin, but already expanded. That would be part of the discussion. How do I know the Rabbi Yonason HaKohen Milonil? Because we have a listener in Chicago who listens to this year for many, many years, and he sent me a kamoi. So we now have, he bought the last one in Lakewood, told me, so he's probably listening, so it's our pleasure to thank him. I just got it in the mail the other day.
Wow.
So we have the last kamoi in Lakewood until they reprint it. Okay. So there are some other interesting things there as well. Okay. So that's in terms of amen. We'll talk more about amen, but that's the basic idea of amen. So we should move on. We should do something else right now, right? Amen. Yeah. So, okay. So let's get back to mipiatmo and mipiachem. Amen is, of course, very interesting because it's in between the two, as we've been discussing. So on mipiatmo and mipiacherim, well, we know what the question is, and the overlap with the amen topics is made even clearer. So we have the Rajma and Baba Kama, a very, very clear makar, which we discussed already. We have the Rimigash, right, whose first chiddush is that there's a difference between nishba mipiatzmo and mujba mipiacherim in shvuas ha'edos, right, in terms of whether the shvua chutz lebezdin, you know, what impact that has when there's a later kefira bebezdin, is mechalik between the two. Just that, for him, the anias amen goes with the mipiacherim and not with the mipiatzmo. But the chiluk itself, even according to the chachamim, that's something that he's mistopic about anyway, is a great example of, again, the echo. And we have Shitas HaRambam. So again, just to talk about Shitas HaRambam for a minute, what do I mean, Shitas HaRambam? Again, Bali Tosas pointed out the language of the Mishnah on Lamed Aleph from the base. You have it, Shmuel, just quickly? All right, it's a strange Mishnah. What? How could you not have it? Right, Shavuos Eidus Ketzad.
Mishnah.
Right.
Shavuos Eidus Ketzad. Amar L'shnayim Kovei Yomi. Shavuos Shein Anu Yodin L'cha Eidus. Osh Amru Lo Ein Anu Yodin L'cha Eidus. Nashbi Ani Aleichem V'amru Amei. Ari Yodin Nashbi Aleichem Chamesh Panim. Chuf L'beitin. Uba L'beitin Yehudu Turin. Kafu Chayavin. Alko Achaz Lachas. Nashbi Aleichem.
Okay, good. Why? Okay, let's stop there. And the next part of the mission is very important, but we're not going to talk about that now. So what bothered all the Mefarshim, Shmuel, was what bothered Bali Tosis, Like, who is the author of this Mishnah? Why is it talking about Anias Amen? Correct? Go ahead, leave the Tosas quickly. Alibid Rabbi Meir, this is what the Lecha Mishnah also points out. Alibid Rabbi Meir Asi. So it's literally mi piatzmo, and only mi piatzmo is kayev in shuas ha'edos chutz lebez. Because according to we have to still talk more about our mayor, both in shuas ha'bikadon and shuas ha'edos, but he's breaking down, right? He's being mechalek between the piatzmo and piacheron in each of these, right? Go ahead. V'tana kol inyani mujum piatzmo. Right, because according to, if we're talking about Bibezdin, then it shouldn't make a difference whether it's in Piacherim or Mipiatzmo. But it doesn't mean it. Now, by the way, that itself is quite interesting, even though it's meant as for a purely technical. Tosa says Amen doesn't mean it here. Amen means we're talking about Mujrami Piacherim. I mean, just means Hamanas Dvarim or Kabbalas Dvarim. It's another example where that, you know, words many meanings, you know, can end up being confused. But those didn't mean anything by it. That just meant, it's not Meduyak. V'hu adin. So basically what Tosa says very clearly is Tosa's taking a very clear view of the sugya. Right, the Rab Meir and the Chachamim argue. We paskin like the Chachamim. That means we reject Rab Meir completely. When the Gemara says you need, when we say that you need kfira bebezdin, right? That's kfira. Shvuah can be bebezdin or chutz lebezdin. It makes no difference. There aren't different types of shvuos. At least vis-a-vis this particular halacha, there's no consequence to amein mipiatzmo and piacherim. All we care about is that the kfira, not the shvuah, be bebezdin. Correct. And that is essentially also the view of most of the Rishonim, basically. What does the Rambam differ? How does the Rambam differ? Alex, you have it? In the beginning and in the end, right? Perek Tes, go ahead.
Uh-huh.
What's that? What is it? Tes, Aleph, and Beis? Hatovei Eidav L'Hoyed L'Eidus, She'yizchai V'Nitva V'Eidusan. V'Eidusan L'Vada, mean only through their Eidus. The kafru beidusan v'nishbu. Go ahead.
Bein shenishbu bebezin, bein shenishbu chutz lebezdin. Harei elu chayavin mishum shvuah saidos, sherei hifsiduhu mamon bekfirasam.
So it sounds like here, we don't care, right, about where the shvuah took place. So far, so good. Sounds like Tosas. Okay. V'chein
mishpian hatovea v'kafru bo. Afalpi shelo nishbu hein velo anu amein achar shuaso kiven shekafru harei luchayavin behu sheyashvian bevezdin.
So here's where the Rambam came up with a chiddush that we've been talking about, not the Ribigash's chiddush, but a different chiddush, namely that it matters in mipiatzmo. It doesn't matter where the shvuah takes place, but in mipiacherim, if there's no amein, right, amein belongs to Mipiatzmo here. And Mipiatzmo, Amen, are the same. But Mipiacherim, right, has to be a Shvua Bebezdin in addition to the Kfira being Bebezdin. Okay? Doesn't. And that's Lecha Mishnah's Ha'ara, but that's how he reads the Mishnah. Namely, that you need Anias Amen, because otherwise, if the Shvua is chutz lebezdin, if it's a pure mujra mipiacherim, it will not work. So you need to compensate for the fact that it is, again, and the language is meduik in the Rambam too, right? Bein shenishbu bebezdin, bein shenishbu chutz lebezdin, kofar beidusan benishbu, chayavin mishum shuasa edos, sharif sidu mam bikfirasam, V'chein imish bia na toveya aval bishalo nishbu hein. Meaning, he said, when the guy responds, that's not considered a shvua. The Rambam adds extra words here. Hishbianat toveya, you could have said, again, if the Rambam were using the same mentality as in Perek Zion, right, he would have said that, you know, im hishbianat toveya, and the edim, you know, were to respond, that's like an yasamein also, that's also like nishba. Right, Perek Tes, halacha aleph, in light of Perek Zion, halacha aleph, it's totally different. That's what we said before. The chain of Ishbina Toveva Kafrubo, Afapishalo Nishbuhain, Velo Anu Amein, Acharshvuasa, which is the equivalent of Nishbuhain, at least for this halacha. Kivin Shekafru, even though there is no real Shvua, Hareel Chayavin, Vuhu, Sheyashbion Bebezdin. Right? He doesn't even that he's not calling Nishba Bebezdin. Now, as the Rambam in Mipiacherim here is emphasizing the Hashba'a, not the Shvua, right? And he's making this chiluk, which, where did he get it from? It's an echo of Rav Meir for the Chachamim. Keep going. Are you reading very well, by the way? Bein shenishbu o hishbion bebezdin. Bein shenishbu o hishbion chutz lebezdin. Right? Hakfira bebezdin bilvad. Shenemar im lo yagid v'nasavo, no? Makom sheyagid v'yoel, right? Hu shem lo yagid sham yischai. Good. So again, that's where the Nosa Kalim are shocked, like, what's the Rambam talking about? Correct? And Lechem Mishnah makes the Ha'ara that this is his retort to the Balei Tosfos and the Ramban and the others and their Mishnah. Then later on, in Halacha Yud, what is it? Yud Aleph, or Yud, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
V'cheini mamar le'idim bo v'yudu li she'yish li mona biyad ploni v'achar kach omad b'beis ha'kneses v'yishbiya kol mi she'yedo lo edus yabo v'yeir v'lo bo v'lo he'idu hare elu chayavin sherei tvan t'chila v'hu she'yu sham b'beis ha'kneses v'yiya sham
Bezdin
aval im lo hayu b'nei Bezdin im anu amin chayav mishuva se'idus she'yichperu b'edusen b'Bezdin v'im lo anu amin.
Yeah. So what is he saying? That mujba mipi, once again, that mujba mipi acherim is only going to work, even if there's a kfira bebezdin, requires mujba mipi acherim be bebezdin. And if it's a beis hakneset, it has to be a beis hakneset sheish bebezdin. Correct? What does the Ravid say? Amar Bram, Amechaber zeh shaga mishana mishnaso karabi meir. Right? So this is the Rambam. This is the Ravid just didn't catch that the Rambam had this different reading of the Mishnah and that he was rehabilitating Rav Meir's sensibility, right, in regard to the requirement of Shvua, meaning Shvua mipi acherim, to be bifnei bezdin. The Hashba'a has to be bebezdin, basically. Right? That's also the Rambam in the end of Perek Yud. Right? What is it? Perek Yud, Halacha Yud Zayin, and Yud Zayin? Yeah, no, start with Tezayin. Atavei Sa'edim. Lahayid lo, right? Have it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. V'kafru v'yishbiyan v'anu amin v'yishbiyan arba v'chamisha pamim v'hein onin achar kol shvu shvu achutz lebezdin uchshabo lebezdin hodu v'yidu har elu p'tur mishvu asaydus kamo shabiyarnu v'imbo lebezdin v'amdu b'kfir asan chayavin uklachas v'achas miyotin ha-shvu shachutz lebezdin.
Yeah. And there's a case of, so far, right? V'anu amin.
Medvar mor mishanu amin, aval im lo anu amin, ela kafru al kol shvo shvua, hoil velo hutsiu shvua mipeim velo anu amin, hari elu p'turim ad sheyash biem bebezdin, v'yichperu bo sham bebezdin kemo shebe'ar.
And again, it's very meduyak, right? Aval im lo anu amin, ela kafru al kol shvua u shvua, hoil velo hutsiu shvua mipeim, because again, amin is kimot yishuo mipiv, as the Rambam himself says, whatever he means by that, even if it's something in between. And the point is that, again, velo anomen, harilu p'turim, ad sheyash b'yem, not to ad sheyem nishba'u, or ad sheyem, you know, yishba'u, ad sheyash b'yem, because it's a hashba'a, right? It's mushram p'yachem, it's a hashba'a. The hashba'a requires, for the chalos of hashba'a, you require a bezdin. Maybe because without the bezdin, you know, there's no chalos to that turning into a shua, or maybe just even, you know, the chiyuv hagada, which is such a strong factor in the mitzare for imposing a hashba'a, the creation maybe of a chalos hashba'a. I mean, the kohen in sota, as per the Nitziv's explanation, because he's the kohen. Right, he represents, you know, Kedushas Yisrael. He can be Majbiya, you know, this Chalos Hashba. But, you know, how can a regular person just Majbiya on someone else? Right? Either there's a Nijba, right? How can someone else, what is that even? Bebezdin, when you're demanding Eidos, and there's Kfira and so on, there's that shame. So either it's overcompensation to create a Shvua, right? Or it's just a whole different Mechayev and category. In its own right. But it's very meduyik in the language of the Rambam, right? Kamosha biyarnu. Yeah, he should be on the bezdin.
V'kofru, v'chozav v'shvi, and arba v'chamisha pa'amim. V'hin kufrin al kol achas v'achas, bein b'chutz l'bezdin, bein b'fnei bezdin. V'afilu anu amein, o shenishbu mipi atzman, pa'am achar pa'am, en l'chayabin mishum shvos ha'idus, ala achas. V'mnei she'achar she'kofru v'bezdin, im chozir v'hodu, en edusan mo'elas klum.
Yeah. Nimsei Slamed.
Nimsei Slamed, Shekol HaShvus, Shenishvu, Achar Shekofru, Bevezdin, Hein Al Kfiras Eidos, Shein Mechayevis Mamun, Shein Turin Alea, Mishvus.
It affects already the quality of the Shua. Mishvus Eidos, Mechayev, Mishvus Bitui, that we'll get to. Kamosha Biyarn. Okay. What does the rabbi say here? Again, he just doesn't get it, right? Go ahead. Hello, Kirab Meir, Velo Kirab Anan. Right? Vetos Gedola, Nichneses Bo. Go ahead. The da.
The mayor of Rabbanan, b'shuah seidos, b'shuah sepikadon, modu the shuah gufa afilo haisa chutz levezin chayav. V'lopi pligi ela b'kfirasam. The mayor of shuah seidos mipi atzman afilo kafru chutz levezin chayavit. V'achol fi shehodu levezin. Might taima mipikadon gamrinan la. V'don mina omina. The Rabbanan savri kfiru levezin ba'inan. Don mina v'ki v'asra.
So this is very clear both in the substance of the psak of the Rambam as well as in the language that he sees a huge difference between shvuah mipi acherim and shvuah mipi atzmo. And again, in light of this, you know, the fact that shvuah sepikadon, the mipi acherim, itself is a satellite of mipi atzmo, right, is understandable because you just don't have that same category or concept. Okay, who adin possibly reinu tam, right? Reinu tam's chiluk between mipi acherim and mipi atzmo shvuah. Now here, I should just mention that, you know, Misvara, if I told you that Rabbeinu Tam said the opposite, namely that you required a Shvuah v'shem Hashem, you know, for Mipi Atzmo and Dafka, not for Mipi Acherim, you know, I have to totally admit that would have been very easy to explain, as well, maybe even easier to explain. Right? So it's the discrepancy, you know, more than the direction. You know, to be honest, that's important. Words, if he had said the opposite, what we would have said was that mipi acherim, you know, the mechayiv isn't really the shvua; it's the hefsed mamon, which is mitzuref to, you know, to a sheker, or you know, a more acute or more kumbase form, you know, of kvishas edus, which constitutes, you know, a kind of a hefsed mamon. But mipi atzmo, that's a classic Mechayev of Shvua, and a Shvua is a flaw, you know, bitui, that requires, you know, Shem Hashem lo Sizbu Bishmi you know, la shaker. That's not the way it is for Rabbeinu Tam, based on the evidence, which also makes sense. But I'm just pointing out, you could have said, what you have to say is that somehow something has the chalos of a shvua, you know, by virtue of its form, right? Yeah. Say that again.
Rabbeinu Tam is also saying it's basically like in all shvuas, right?
Rabbeinu Tam? Well, I mean, there is no.
The
piacher, except, I mean, shvuah sota, he thinks, is a kind of mipiacher. That's where you have to get into the nitziv or something, right?
Right.
So it is, he is saying it beyond shvuah seidos.
Right.
Because there just may not be so many other chalos, hashba'as or shvuah mipiacherims. To have out there. But I'm saying Shvuah Sota is.
I mean, Rabbeinu Tam wouldn't have been able to say it the other way and just commit on one Shvuah Sedas. Not
doing Shvuah Sedas. No, okay. Well, he is also, I mean.
I mean,
he's. When remember that the question starts off as a stira between the Sugya in the Darim, beginning of the Sugya in the Darim. Which is, you know, kol kinuye shvua kishvua and so on, which sounds like there's no need for Shem Hashem. And the sugya in Shvua Sa'edus, and Lamed Hayamud Beis, Rabbi Chanina, who seems to say that, you know, you need Allah Shiesh Ba Shvua, Shvua Sa'edus. So, when Rabbeinu Tam is mechalik between Shvua Sa'edus, I'm sorry, between Piatzim and Piacherim, he's certainly also being mechalik within Shvua Sa'edus. Right? Now, the Hechetimtsi of Mitiacherim and Shvuah's Bitui almost doesn't exist, right? Except Shvuah Sota, where it's not Shvuah's Bitui exactly, but it's not Shvuah's Edus either. So, I'm just saying, I'm just trying to make the point that Shvuah, shame in, the requirement of shame in Shvuah can really be understood in one of two ways. One way is, the more you think that the Mechayev is the Hafla, or the bitui of Sheker, the more the Shem Hashem is part of that story. Right? As opposed to, you know, a liar, you know, where we don't, you know, it isn't the words, it's, you know, it's the lie that's attached to a different Mechayev, and then I would have, you know, I wouldn't have lost any sleep over that killing, is what I'm saying. But I think the way that we need to understand it, especially for a minute of time in this direction, is that basically a shvua is a shvua, you know, even without Shem Hashem, because of the implicit, you know, the hafla, or in its own right, or it's an implicit, you know, connection, you know, to Chilul Hashem. And in the case of something which is lacking a chefsa shel shvua in its own right, on the dibur or the hafla part, so what gives it, let's say, either a shvua status or absent a shvua status, what makes it a more, let's say, graphic or kumvase or, you know, egregious, you know, kind of a gezel, let's say, in shvua sapikadon, or kvishas edus, you know, in shvua sa'edus, is Shem Hashem. So the Shem Hashem is overcompensation, either on the Shavuah level, right, or on the, making more chomor the other Mechayev. And that's kind of what Rabbeinu Tam is telling us. Interesting, the Netziv has another suggestion. Anybody see that? Yeah. He says if it weren't for the fact that everybody quotes Rabbeinu Tam as being based on Sota, right, he said, I would have had a different suggestion for Rabbeinu Tam's Shita, namely?
That he thinks the Din of Yados only applies to Shavuos Mipi Atzmo, and so maybe you don't need a Shem Hashem because you're using a Yad. But from a Piachirim, where there's no din of Yados, you need Shem Hashem because you need a full Shvuah.
Yeah, so what do you make of that? That's very interesting, right? He says basically the din, the chiluk between Shem Hashem and not Shem Hashem, depends on whether yesh yados l'shvua. He said there seems to be like a stira in the Makoros, is the Netziv Sahara, right? Whether yesh yados l'shvua or not. So, is there yados l'shvua or not? Did you have a line?
No.
Right? The Hachamash Midlo Binan Shem, the Shuas Edus Shel Pikadom Binan Shem, the Humitam Acher, the Tosus, right? Dibra Masal, Maishna, Hikshu, Amailo Tani, Amailo Tan Bereshma Sakhat Shavuas, Kokinu Yeshuas Kishvuas, Vishvu, the Lesbu Yados, Lokashu Laskira, Kor Tamua. It's a mission of Foreshes, Kenidra Rishayim, Neder, Benazir, Bekorban, Beshua. There is Yados Shavuas. Hey, Kosu shows Tosus the Lake of Yodos Beshua. And there the Pshita, the Mujma, the Piatzmo, Hainu Shua's Bitui, Domelechol Davar, Lenadarim, the Mahani Be Yodos, Rak Mujma, the Piacherim, Lake of Yodos, sorry, Lake of Shumochacha, the Mahani, the Bahavamino, the Huadin, Mujma, the Piatzmo. So basically, what he's suggesting is that another distinction between Mujma, the Piatzmo, and Mujma, the Piacherim, which includes or has the consequence of Shem Hashem, but it's, again, part of a bigger distinction. Maybe where you have a hafla and a bitui, there's yados l'shvua, then you don't need Shem Hashem. But basically, Mujman Piacherim, right, is not a shvua. So to make it a shvua, right, you need chilul Shem Hashem. Maybe the mechayiv is chilul Shem Hashem, or that's what makes it a shvua. And he also connects us to another halacha, namely the din of whether or not, something we'll talk about later. You saw it, Josh? Whether or not, you need Lashon HaKodesh or it works because Lashon, and whether or not that's obvious or you need a limud for it. Right? The Mishnah says in Sota, I'll try to stop so we can go down to Shemincha. But the Mishnah says in Sota, that Elon Namar B'chalashon, Elon Namar B'lashon HaKodesh. So the Gemara, the Mishnah there has Shvuas. It mentions Shvuas Eidos and Shvuas Apikadon. That Shvuas Eidos and Shvuas Apikadon are Nemarim B'chalashon. So the Tziv says, what about Shvuas Bitui? Certainly, that's Nemar B'chalashon. So his argument is Hayisi Mefarish that basically, be'emes atosa seviyu bekitzur, that basically the havamina that maybe we require shvua b'lashon hakodesh, that's dafka b'shvua sapikadon and b'shvua sa'edos mipiachem. That's what he wants to suggest. But b'shvua sa'edos mipiatzmo, it's obvious. You don't need that. You don't need a Mishnah to tell you. The truth is, most of the cases in the Mishnah are cases of kichsabo, where there's a text, like kriyashma, certain parshios of the Torah, right? You might think you need Lashon HaKodesh because you have to read them. You're reciting them, right? So they're a fixed text, so the language is important. Whenever you have like a dibur that just reflects a kavana, it shouldn't be Lashon HaKodesh. You can only have Lashon HaKodesh if something is formal language or fixed text language. Right? So basically what the Netziv is an interesting idea, whether or not you'll say yados, and whether or not you need a limud or you need a mishnah to tell you that something is b'kol lashon as opposed to being b'lashon hakodesh, right? That, those two questions are connected with the third question, do you need Shem Hashem? In other words, the more the hafla and the bitui stands on its own, like Nishba Mipiatzmo, right? The less you require Shem Hashem, as long as you use a Lashon Shua, the more you'll say Yados, and you don't need to tell you that it's not Tafka B'Lashon HaKodesh. Because it's the commitment, right? B'derech, formal language of taking of a Hafla. That's all. But Shvua mipi acherim in Shvua Seidus and Shvua Sapikadon, That's a different story. Right? Those are shvuos that anyways don't seem to qualify fully as shvuos. So maybe they're only with a certain text. Maybe they're only b'shem Hashem. And maybe Yonos doesn't work. The truth is, this we'll get to tomorrow, we'll try to wrap this up, that is the distinction really between Mipi Acherim and Mipi Atzmo? Or is there a bigger distinction here between, let's say, Shvuos Ha'edus and Shvuos Bitui, or Shvuos Ha'edus and Shvuos Ha'Pikadon and Shvuos Bitui? Okay. So that's something to think about as well. Okay, we're going to stop here, but I want to finish up tomorrow. Also look at the Ksos Tzadi Vav Gimel on Mipi Atzmo and Mipi Acherim. And the other things I told you to look up to finish up, we'll talk a little more about Mipi Atzmo and also about Pikadon and Eidos versus Bitu.